good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And Roger, this is one of the pieces folks will hear at this year's Holiday Brass Concert?
Yeah, this is Iste Confessor. It's from Scarlatti wrote it way back in the 1500s, I believe. And my daughter will be singing the beginning solo, and then what we do is we take the chorus that's playing in the background, and we then play that on the brass instruments, which is actually not that... That was actually pretty common practice back in the Renaissance period. They didn't see, sort of like today, instrumentalists and vocalists. Instrumentalists play vocal music, and vocal singers put words to instrumental music. And so having a group of brass instruments play a choral piece is not that weird, and it will sound absolutely beautiful. And so we'll have the voice by itself with a special guest as well, Kirsten Doctor. She's been coming off and on to Sitka. She's married to Sitkin Paul Cox, who grew up here in Sitka. They're both musicians. Kirsten's been playing professionally in the Cavani String Quartet for probably 20 plus years, and she teaches viola at Oberlin Conservatory of Music. She'll be playing. The piece that we listen to starts out with a lute and voice. Well, we don't have a lute, but instead we'll have Kirsten plays beautiful viola, and she'll improvise something based on the chords to accompany the voice, and then that'll be followed with our 10-person brass ensemble of four trumpets, tuba, French horn, and four trombones.
Well, the Holiday Brass Concert's coming up Wednesday, the 21st, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. How many years is this now, Roger?
It's 13th for me. It's as I look at the years add up, it still feels like something new. And then I look back and I think, wow, I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think about kind of my worries and concerns when I was putting it together years ago versus sort of where I am in my head now as I put it together. And it's been a journey. And it's funny to look back on, to actually be able to look back on something with enough years that you realize, I mean, that I sort of dawning, I realize I have taken a journey, and what does this journey look like and feel like? It's very different than how it started.
What's different than how you imagined it would go?
I never would have imagined that at this point in my life, I've been lucky enough to play with, you know, some of the greatest musicians in America, and the who's who of brass players, trumpet players, trombone players that have come to Sitka that I've gotten a chance to play with has really been remarkable. But that's not the point. The point is that what that means is I've been able to move to my little community and really not have a clear picture how music would be part of my life. When I moved back, I was playing in the San Francisco Bay Area and kind of scrapping by with a very minor freelance career as a musician. You know, where you're hopping in your car, you're driving for an hour, you're screeching in to find parking, run into a gig, sit down and, you know, play and they give you some money, and then you disappear again and off to another place. And so I was doing that for a few years in the Bay Area while I was studying music, but it was far from something that I was making a living at. It was definitely probably costing more than I was making. But I just never, when we moved back to Sitka, it didn't occur, you know, I just didn't really have any direction as to how my music would, you know, what role it would have for me. And I never imagined that I would get to be playing music at the level that I get to play at.
So 13 years, and this seems to be a particularly contemplative year for
you.
Yeah,
funny that way, isn't it? Uh-huh. It is a little uh-huh. contemplative. And I guess the other thing about it is not only have I sort of gotten to play, you know, and had an active experience in music, but I've gotten to play just I do the program, you know, year after year. And I think it's a lot like being a radio person, you know, when you're thinking about what the show is going to be. I have, you know, year after year really thought consciously and hard about what does an evening feel like and how does it feel like, the sort of the moment you walk into that concert hall, and the emotional arc of the experience. And I thought a lot about it from the audience perspective, but I realized that really it's me projecting into the seat of the audience. So it's really been my emotional arc, and the music that we play has really, you know, deeply, it's just deeply part of my life. We change it every year, but although now I realize I had this idea, you know, the first few years that I would never play anything twice because there's so much great music in the world and I want to play it all. However, in the last few years, I've been bringing pieces back and it's really satisfying. And I think I've realized, like, we're doing a girl with flaxen hair this year. We played that in 2008. And it seems like just yesterday, and I remember it, you know, I was like, it was this beautiful arrangement and it was just so special. And it's a beautiful piece by Debussy. And I realized, you know, this is 2016, that's 8 years later, and it's really fun to actually bring things back now. And I guess a few years ago I wasn't there. I was like, go forward, go forward, go forward. And now I am kind of contemplative and doing a number of pieces that are really, really important to me that we've done in the past. And then still doing new pieces. One of the pieces, well, there's two pieces that there's a lot of pieces I'm really excited about that are new. One of them is Fantasy on a theme from Thomas Tallis. It's by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a great English composer, and the piece, I think, was inducted into sort of the English, whatever, equivalent of Hall of Fame of most important English anthems in the ever written. It's 13 minutes long. It's a journey. It's this just gorgeous tapestry of sound. It was originally written for three string, a string quartet and two small, an orchestra and a smaller orchestra. And it was supposed to simulate the sound of an organ, you know, with these different stops, so you'd have these sound things. Anyway, it lends itself amazingly well to the arrangement that I've been working on for brass. And it's also one of my favorite movies is Master and Commander, which is this beautiful movie. It's a sea story based on Patrick O'Brien novels. The English and French, it's kind of a cat and mouse chase of these two ships on the South American coast. And it's also about a friendship between a ship commander and then his naturalist, who's his surgeon, and sort of they have these debates over ethical debates between sort of the naturalist sort of looks at the order of humanity and the commander looks at the order of a ship, and sort of and they have these moral conflicts that are sort of at the very root of their friendship. And anyway, this piece is featured in this movie, and the movie has the most beautiful soundtrack of any movie that I know of, short of one other one, which is The Mission. And we're also playing, we'll also be playing the theme, Gabriel's Oboe, which is another one of my all-time favorite movies, and movies with has music that's stunning. I'm all over the place with weird conversations.
Well, no, so what strikes me also is that, you know, this is a very emotional experience for you, especially now. And you were talking about how it seems just yesterday, these favorite pieces of yours.
Yeah.
And your children are also appearing in the Holiday Brass Concert this year. Your oldest is going to be appearing, and the last time she did that was in fifth grade, and that must seem like just yesterday as well.
Yeah, that's really intense for me. She was the narrator on Twas the Night Before Christmas, which is a really funny story, too, because Ed Ronco, I asked Ed Ronco, here we are at Raven Radio, I said, Ed, do you want to do a piece with us? And there's this wonderful, you know, reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas with this brilliant arrangement for 10 brass and 2 percussion. And he did it with us, and it was terrific. And I wanted to do it again some years later. I guess I'm breaking my rule here with pieces kind of repeating. And I called Ed. I said, hey, do you want to come back to Sitka and do this? He says, I'm not sure if I can. Anya was in the car. She was just in fifth grade, and she's a pretty quiet person. And she piped up in the back seat and said, if he doesn't do it, I'll do it.
Wow.
And when your kid does something that just completely surprises you and comes out of nowhere, that was that day for me. Like, I'll never forget that. And then she worked on it really hard. It's tricky to narrate over a piece of music like this because there's time. You have to have all your music cues right. I know Ed just was like, I'm so nervous because you have to come in at all these points, and so you have to memorize all these musical cues, and then you have to think about, what is the inflection and how to modulate depending on the dynamics and expression of the music, that sort of thing. Anyway, she did it, and she did a great job, and then so we're doing it again this year, and it seemed like it was just yesterday, but it's not.
And here it is again, the night before Christmas, and Anya will be narrating.
Yeah.
Well, it's emotional for you, but I also have to say that as an audience member, Holiday Brass is a very emotional experience. The music is incredibly moving. The ambiance that's created is incredibly impactful. So that's coming up Wednesday, December 1st. Unfortunately, we are out of time. It's 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Yep.
Coming up on Wednesday, what else do folks need to know? When can folks start? When do doors open? When can folks start finding seats?
Doors open at 6:30. Traditionally, the event's sold out, so it's really important with parking that people think strategically. We ask people to, carpool or think about ways to make that easier to get in, to get into the space. And then just, we're going to play really beautiful music. We play some really fun, silly music. It should be a whole emotional range and arc of what we're trying to do that night. So just come ready to leave everything, leave all the sort of troubles outside the door and or let us take them away from you and just transport you to a beautiful musical place.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Roger.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Roger Schmidt, director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp.